The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara tells us, Kol Ha'imer David Chota, anyone who says that David HaMelech sinned with the Maisa of Bathsheba is only an erred person. He's making a big mistake. He's misunderstanding the story. He's misinterpreting what David did. This leads us to a fascinating topic of Dan L'chavzchus. How do we mekayim the mitzvah of Dan L'chavzchus, and then when are we allowed, in fact, to Dan L'chav Chov? So first of all, the mocker of the mitzvah is the pasuk B'tzedek Tishboit Amisecho. Now, one question that's commonly asked, and if we look in the Sefer, beautiful Sefer, Darkei Tzedek, which deals with all the halachas of Dan L'chav Zchus, it was asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a beautiful question, it was asked to him that when someone does something, and we could Dan L'chav Zchus, or we could not think about it at all. We could not. We could ignore what happened, as we say in Yiddish, "Machnish Wissendik." We could not think about it, and somehow put it in the back of our mind. Could we avoid the mitzvah of Dan L'chavzchus, or do we have to positively, actively assume it was a good action? It was Dan L'chavzchus. So this question was posed to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Kanievsky said a simple answer. He said, "If we look in Shulchan Aruch." The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Chushan Mishpat that there is in fact a mitzvah of Dan L'chavzchus. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Yud Zayin Sif Yud, it says Shiyidoin Kol Adam L'chavzchus. Says Rav Chaim, it says Yadoin Kol Echol L'chavzchus. You should judge everyone. L'chavzchus says you should judge people. Before the Shulchan Aruch that you should go out of your way. Actively judge another person, not machnish vissendik, as we say. Not ignore it and not think about it. We must think about it and judge it l'chavzchus. That's Rav Chaim Kanievsky's diuk of l'chosh mishpat in Siman Yud Zayin. Now, having that said, let's go on to all the halachas of when and how it plays out. Most of the halachas I'm about to tell you is based again on the tzedek, the sefer, Darkei Tzedek. But it's basically more based on the Shari Tshuva, Shar Shlishi Maimer Reshut Ches, in which the Rabbeinu Yoina clearly enumerates all the halachas of Dan L'chavzchus. Now, Dan L'chavzchus, it's important to point out that it's the mitzvah, Rabbeinu Yoina says, is only referring to where all the factors are equal, meaning the person doing the action and the action itself are all 50-50, either he did an Aveira or he didn't do an Aveira, either because he's a person who's a Yir Shemayim or he's not a Yir Shemayim. It's 50-50. We're not really sure how big a Yir Shemayim he is. And also it's 50-50 with regards to the action he's doing. The action, we're not sure, it looks like an Aveira or it does not look like an Aveira. So all the factors leave me in a 50-50 situation. On such a scenario, that's where the mitzvah of Dan L'chavzchus plays in effect. It says, if everything's equal, go ahead and Dan L'chavzchus. That's the Chiddush HaKra. Because, obviously, if a person is a tzaddik, and obviously the action does not look like an Aveira, to go out of your way and assume he didn't aveir, that's not a chiddush, that's logical, right? We usually don things and judge according to the situation, according to all the factors. So if it looks like it's a mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah to say it's not an aveira. But if it's 50-50, then there is a mitzvah of Dan L'chavzchus. However, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, over there in Shar Shlishi, that if the action being done, and the person doing it, both seem me to believe that there is an Aveira being done. It's 70%. It's 55% that it's Aveira being done. Over there, says Rabbeinu Yoina, there is no Chiyuv of Dan L'chavzchus. That's not a Chiyuv, because over there, you don't have to ignore the factors. You're not mechuyev to ignore the factors. You're not mechuyev to say something that's not a logical conclusion. So therefore, if it's more than 50% of factors, then there is no chiv in the Torah to be down lechavskus. Then you can go out of your way and you could think, no, he's doing an aveira. He's doing something wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, what happens if you have a situation where it's a little bit tricky? The person doing the action is a Yiras Shemayim. He is a Yiras Elohim. He never does Aveiras. But the action is 70% that he's doing an Aveira. How do we judge it? Do we say that since the action looks like it's an Aveira, therefore there's a mitzvah, therefore you do not have the mitzvah, Dan Lechavskos? Or do we say, no, since the person's a tzaddik, we do have the mitzvah, Dan Lechavskos? So on there, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that there is a chiyuv, a dan lechavskus, because even though the action looks more towards that he's doing an aveira, if the person compensates for that lack of balance, that he's more of a tzaddik, so then mathematically it comes out that it's really 50-50, and then there is a mitzvah, a dan lechavskus. However, it's clear by all the poskim, the Chofetz Chaim could be seen also in Shmiras HaLoshen, and Klal Dalet, Sivkan Yud Ches, that if it's a lot, if it's extraordinarily noita, it's extraordinarily there's a lean to assume that there's an aveir being done, and he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Tzaddik, but it's, the aveir being done is really 90%, then that overcomes the balance that he's a tzaddik. And then you don't have no mitzvah of Dan Lechavskos, because if you look at it mathematically, I think this is the logic, that if it's really noita that it's an aveira, a lot, it really looks like he's doing a sin, so then even if he's a tzaddik, you know, logically he's doing a sin, and you don't have the mitzvah of Dan Lechavskos. It's only mitzvah of Dan Lechavskos when it's equal. The Chofetz Chaim points out, even in such a case, if the guy's a Talmud Chacham, or Rosh Yeshiva, or Rabbi, and you're assuming he did aveira because the factors are more leading me to believe that he did an aveira, we have a chazal that tell us that there is a mitzvah to assume that he did tshuva the next day. So even if you're an assume, and you have a heter, to assume a Talmud Chacham did an aveira, there is another chazal that tells us we must assume that he did tshuva the following day. Now, let's go back to that's basically the general rules of who and what do I have the mitzvah of Dan Lechav Skus. There is an interesting question that's brought up in Dan Lechav Skus, which is, when we have the mitzvah Dan Lechav Skus, is it only referring to Averis, Bein Adam Lechaveiro, meaning I see someone walking into a McDonald's, or I see someone talking to someone they should not be, that seems to be they're doing a sin. Is that only that scenario, there's a mitzvah dan lechav schus. I have to dan that he's doing a schus. What does schus mean? A mitzvah, a positive commandment, something good. And I can't say that he's doing a sin. Or say it's nothing to do with mitzvah or sin. Say it's doing with something that's mundane. But the mundane act that he is doing may lead me to get into a fight with him, or may lead me to think negatively of him. For example, if I have a wedding and I invite many people to my wedding, those who fail to attend and also do not send in a card saying they cannot attend the wedding, do I have a mitzvah of Dan Lechav Schus to say, you know what, they didn't show up, there must be they had an emergency dental appointment? Or do I not have a mitzvah of Dan Lechav Schus? Maybe I could say, no, you know, it was very nasty of them not to come to my wedding. And since it was nasty for them not to come to my wedding, so therefore I could feel a grudge against them. Not hatred, but a grudge. And I could, in fact, think that they are lacking personality traits. Now, that's not assuming they did an aveira, they did a sin, but it's just thinking negatively of them. In such a case, is there a mitzvah adan lechav skus? Now, it's not clear 100%. But if we look in Rashi, in Shavuos, on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, a beautiful raya I heard from a tremendous Rosh Yeshiva, that it seems to be over there, Rashi says that, what's the mitzvah of Dan Lechav Schus? He says that you shall not assume someone did an aveira, Rashi says. Rashi says that we should not assume you did a sin, specifically an aveira. And so too, if we look in the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Chof Zayin, that Gemara will get up to when we complete the Masechta in Mirtz Hashem. Over there, there are fantastic stories dealing with the Amoraim in terms of the topic of Dan Lechav Schus. And in all those stories, we're specifically dealing with a sin or a lack of performance of a mitzvah, but not something which is parv, which is in the middle, which is just something that I may be annoyed of. Do I have to danlan chavschus that my wife washed the floor with a pine saw? Do I have to danlan chavschus that my neighbor is mowing his lawn? All that he failed to load the lawn because he was busy. All these things are not mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah danlan chavschus? If we look and say for chinuch, however, in Siman Reish Lamed Hey, he says that the point of the mitzvah and through the commandment of danlan chavschus, a person will mi misalek hachashad that he has upon him, and memela yavo shalom beneim, and there shall come peace between me and my fellow. Now that peace seems to be any peace, not only specifically that he did a sin. And if we look inside the sefer Darkei Tzedek, they ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky the question: is there a mitzvah dan lechavschus if it's a mundane matter and not an avera situation? And Rav Chaim replied that it seems to be logically that applies to everything in order to make peace, but he was not sure. So even though it's a lack of clarity amongst the poskim, it's extremely irrelevant halacha, because again, a lot of most of the questions we come into contact with day to day have to do with dan lechavschus, in which there's not really a mitzvah being done, but really a person maybe didn't do his work, didn't file his brief in time if he works for a law firm, and we've dan lechavschus that he was busy with his baby all night, or something to that extent. Now, if I see someone do something, and I do not know who it is, it's a Jew, and he walks in McDonald's with a seemingly hamburger, but I cannot identify who the Jew is. In such a scenario, is there a mitzvah of dan l'chavschus, or is there not a mitzvah? Because you might argue that, you know what, I don't know who he is. I'm at a rest stop in the middle of Louisiana, and I'm stopping to use the restroom, and I see a Jew walk out with a seemingly hamburger in his hand. Now, I can get back into the car, and I can assume in my mind, like we said at the beginning of class, that I'm machlit that there's a Jew doing a sin. That he did a sin, he ate a McDonald's hamburger. Or on the other hand, I could say, no, he was eating a kosher hamburger, just went in there to wash, to use the washing station. I do not know who that person is, I'll never see him again. Is there a mitzvah dan l'chavschus? Great question. There is, in fact, a number of poskim that point out that the Lashon HaMishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. It says, Vehevi dan es kol ha'odam l'chavschus. You should dan everyone, kol ha'odam, every person, l'davschus, l'chavschus. Now, what does that mean? The Pirkei Avos usually is telling us suggested character traits, but it's not teaching us mitzvahs. It doesn't say in Pirkei Avos, Vehevi l'niach tefillin, you should put tefillin on. It doesn't say in Pirkei Avos, you should not eat chazer. You should not eat pig meat. These things are pretty could be assumed as basic Torah observance. Birkei Avos is telling me certain ethics that I should abide by. So the poskim say that this Mishnah is coming to tell me this scenario of this truck stop in Louisiana. It's coming to teach me that, you know what, if I see someone that I don't know who he is, I'm an Eino Makiro, I do not recognize him, then call on them, even him, I have a mitzvah of Dan Lechavskos. And that's only midos chasidos. That's only from Pirkei Avos that you have to judge him. But halachically, there is no need to adjust him, to judge him. And that is also quoted in the Sefer Darkei Tzedek, the Shame Rav Diane Fisher, that it's only suggested midos from Pirkei Avos, if I don't know who he is, have you call on them, even someone you don't know, but halachically, me'ike de dino of the pasuk b'tzedek tishmar amisecho, there's in fact no chiv to don him l'chavschus. The Sefer Mitzvahs Halavovos, which is a great Sefer, by the way, asks a question on this assumption of Dine Fisher. They ask that, l'choyro, if I don't know who he is, why don't we say sofik d'oraisa l'chumra? Why don't we say we have a sofik, what to do? We don't know what kind of person he is. Is he a Yerushimayim? Is it 50-50? Is it not? And we should be machmir. So he says that, when it says in the pasuk, v'tzedek tishpot amisecho, you shall judge your a person of your nation, amisecho, favorably, that's coming to refer to only a person that you are accustomed to know, amisecho, someone who's amongst you, you know who he is. If he's not known, then me'ikah de dinah, you do not have to. And that's the conclusion, according to, again, to Rav Diane Fisher, that there's no need if you don't know who he is. Now, we know in Jewish literature that there's a big emphasis on dan lechavschus, but on the other hand, there is a tremendous emphasis on choshed, that you should be choshed people you do not know. In fact, Chazal teach us that when we meet someone we do not know, we should always mechabed es chaveroi, we should mechabed people, however, we should be choshed them that maybe they're doing something dishonest to us when we do a business deal. Meaning, when you do a business deal with someone, you don't have to say that the mitzvah down in the chavskus requires me to not write a contract because, after all, he's a Jew, and is a mitzvah down in the chavskus, I could assume he's a great Jew, and he's a person who will keep his word. Even if I know he's a great Jew. Because the mitzvah down in the chavskus does not require me to not protect my interests. A person still has a right to protect his interests from possible loss. And that's not a contradiction. That's not a contradiction. In fact, the Gemara says, Mechabed es kol adam, Kedraman Gamliel. Gemara says you should mechabed everyone like you mechabed a big rabbi, Ram Gamliel. Everyone should be mechabed, but you should be choshed them at the same time, kalistim. That's in Mesechlis Kalas Rabosi in Paragimel. And what it means basically is when it comes to your looking at him not in terms of your own interests, then you judge him favorably, but when it comes to your own interests, then you should be choshed him. And that's also the concept we have, that we all know when we lend money to someone, this according to Choshed Mishpat law, Jewish law, you're not allowed to lend him money without any witnesses. Now, what's the logic? Why do you need witnesses when you lend money? Now, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people listening now say, what do you mean? I lend my brother money all the time. I lend my coworkers money all the time without a valid witness. Is that halachically permitted? So halachic is no. You really should get a witness, at least one. And that's what the Chosh Mishpat Paskins like that in Hilchas Havah. And the reason being is that we are worried perhaps the person may be tempted to steal the money and not return it because there are no valid witnesses. You want to prevent him from stealing. Now, it could be a great guy, a guy who you trust, your brother, or someone that there is a more than a mitzvah dan l'chavzchus. But again, we see this concept. When it comes to protecting your interests, then we have a mitzvah of be choshed him as if he is a listim. We should be choshed him as if he's a listim. Now, when it comes to the Gemara of David, and it says our Gemara, that anyone who says David is a choita is a toya. The question is, what's the bechiddush that you judge David as a choita is a toya? Lemaisa, you have a mitzvah dan lechavzchus. But according to what this class has aforementioned said, and that if the situation seems more seemingly nota, more conclusive that an aveira has been done, then there is no mitzvah adan lechavzchus, and the mitzvah and the Ma'isah with Basheva, if we read inside Sefer Shmuel and we see what David's motives were, we would seemingly don l'chav chov and have a right to do so, because, like again, we said to Rabbi Yonah, said that if the action is don l'chav chov, then we are allowed to don l'chav chov. And therefore, that's the chiddush of our Gemara, that you have to be don David l'chav schus, despite the fact that there's no mitzvah, and that's basically the Gemara, that you're a toyer. You're not an aveira. You didn't do an aveira, but you're only a toyer. You're only a mistaken person, a person who's ignoramus when it comes to scripture, but not in terms of halacha, because again, you have a heter of being danhim lechaf chov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.